From Milieu Media Group, this is Yay Go Sports, a podcast for those of us who would never paint our chest for a sports team. I'm your host, Luke Brauner, and this is episode 4, The Penalty Box with Joshua Basher. Hello, friends. Welcome to Yay Go Sports. I'm your host, Luke Brauner, and with me today is my dear friend, our coach, Joshua Basher. Josh, welcome to the show.
Thank you, sir.
You did our preseason two-a-day, our hockey kind of foundational episode of hockey, which we appreciate. And so it's good to have you back. We're going to talk hockey again today, if you're up for that.
Looking forward to it.
You're Canadian, so I will probably always talk to you about hockey. That's going to be the thing. Until you tell me there's another sport you want to talk about, we're going to talk hockey.
That sounds good. I'm good with that.
So when we talked the first time, we talked a little bit about fighting and how you do get sent to the penalty box. You are penalized, the sin bin, as you called it.
Yes.
So I want you to tell me a little bit about the penalty box. What other things will land you in the penalty box? What is the actual penalty when you get in trouble?
Sure. So there's three different types of penalties. You've got a minor penalty. It's usually 2 minutes in length.
No big deal. Misdemeanor.
Major penalty, which is 5 minutes in length.
Felony.
And then you can have a misconduct, which is usually 10 minutes in length, and you're usually ejected from the game at that point.
Okay.
So
you said 2 minutes, five minutes.
And 10 minutes.
Okay, which is a pretty significant amount of the game. You've got three 20-minute periods to miss 10 minutes. I mean,
and generally, again, if you get a 10-minute major is what they'll call it, you're out of the game.
Okay.
So
what would be an example of something or something that has happened that someone would be ejected in a game where fighting is not even really frowned upon? What gets you kicked out of a game?
Spearing. So taking your hockey stick and attempting to run it through somebody. I mean, obviously it's not going to, but that kind of...
But people have tried that.
You get emotions all worked up. And
they just hurl it across the ice?
No. So it's not a throwing, but like it's like trying to run a spear through somebody. So,
my gosh.
So yeah, you're holding it and you basically stick it with force into someone's stomach or rib cage. Like that's obviously not okay.
Again, and so, don't be a jerk.
Right.
That's the rules.
Yes. Don't be a jerk. So that would get you a 10 minute major and a game misconduct.
What about a 5 minute?
You get a 5 minute for fighting.
That'd be a fighting. Fighting is a major penalty. It's not.
Right. It's not an immediate.
It's not just a slap on the wrist.
Right. So, you know, you don't get the 2 minute minor.
You have to sit in the corner also.
You have to go sit in. It's actually not the corner, but yes.
You know what I mean.
Yes, I do.
It's the equivalent.
It is. So, yeah, you sit there for 5 minutes. Also, the differences in penalties is, for example, so the 2 minute minor, you have one player off the ice.
That's what I was fixing to ask is if someone goes to the sin bin,
yep.
Are they replaced? Or is that team just down a player?
As a rule, that team is down that player.
Wow.
So instead of having five skaters, you'll have four. And so it'll be a power play for the team with five. And you're on the penalty kill if you're on the defending team, the team with only four.
The penalty kill.
Penalty kill, yeah.
Gosh.
So the difference there, though, is that if the team on the power play scores during that 2 minute minor penalty, the penalty's over. So if they score a minute into it, the penalty only lasted a minute.
But only if it's a 2 minute.
Only if it's 2 minute. That's why it's a minor. If it's a major, that penalty goes the 5 minutes no matter how many goals are scored.
So it's 5 minute power play.
Yes.
Okay, so power play means a team is down a player. Can they ever be down more than one player?
Absolutely, yes.
Can the goalie be in the penalty box?
No. So the goaltender can get a penalty. Usually someone else serves for the goalie. So they keep the goalie in. That is the exception to the rule. Normally, if you incur the penalty, you're the one sitting in the penalty box with the exception of the goalie.
I don't know if I agree with that. I think that if you're you do the crime, you do the time.
Yeah.
Don't you think that goaltenders would behave a little better if that was the case?
So goalies aren't generally misbehaving. They very rarely get penalties because they're usually not in the midst of the fray. So it is...
They would have to go out of their way to...
Yeah, I mean, the play sometimes is around their area, and sometimes they can incur a penalty, but most of the time it's not.
So they're not spearing people.
No, well, they shouldn't be at least.
So a 10-minute major, as we call it in the sports world, if you incur a 10-minute major and you're out of the game, does your team replace you?
Yes.
Okay.
So
you're not just, it's not a power play for the rest of the game.
No, it's not like other sports where if you lose a player, then you're down that player the rest of the game. No, it's, you can replace him. It's just that particular player can't come back on ice.
So how many players are on the team then?
In the NHL, you have 23 players on your roster.
Wow. So you've got 17 guys that are just sitting.
Yes. So you have what's called shifts.
Okay.
In the pros, you rotate every 30 to 45 seconds. So it's a pretty quick turnaround. So you're constantly going through players on your bench.
Okay. Well, this is kind of a double episode then because we're getting bonus content. I should have asked about that in the primer.
That's okay.
It's good to know now. So how often are they switching?
30 to 45 seconds is the average.
Every 30 to 45 seconds of gameplay?
Yes.
The teams change?
The players on the ice change, yes.
That's crazy.
It is. It's quite the logistical nightmare to watch, actually.
So you're just never too terribly winded then?
That's the idea, yeah. You go out, you play as hard as you possibly can for that short amount of time, you come off and you rest.
Man, so if that's the case, sitting in the sin bin for 5 minutes is like, you're missing a lot. So what happens then? If they're in the box for 5 minutes,
yep.
30 seconds later, the remaining five guys are coming off the ice, right?
Yeah, so usually you can have the player step on the ice once their penalty has been served, but the coach has to be paying attention to make sure he doesn't have too many players on the ice. Well, so he would have to pull someone off for that guy to come out of the...
Well, that's what I mean. So like they're only down a player on his shifts.
No, they're down a player.
Period.
Period.
So somebody else is also having to sit the bench if
yes.
you're in the penalty box. Okay.
Yes.
Wow. Man, just don't get penalties,
guys. Don't get penalties. That's it.
Life lesson.
Yep.
Awesome.
Be nice.
Now I understand the penalty box.
Okay.
Josh, thanks so much. We'll talk to you again soon.
No problem. My pleasure.
Bye.
Yay Go Sports is produced, edited, and mixed by me, Luke Brauner. Our artwork is by Heather Hale. Our theme music is by Josh Moore. This episode was sponsored in part by Audible Books. For a 30-day free trial, including one free audiobook, visit audibletrial.com/yaygosports. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at @YayGoSports. And do us a favor and rate and review this show in Apple Podcasts. Thank you guys so much for listening. We'll see you next time.